Thank you for joining this project of forgiveness throughout our land. We are praying for forgiveness for all areas where hatred, violence, murder abound. We know that forgiveness throughout will heal this nation. Just as in Rwanda, when people were killing each other right and left, the woman watched her entire family chopped to death in her front yard. The hatred and bitterness followed throughout, but this one woman chose to forgive. And as she forgave, it spread across the nation. And today, that country of Rwanda has been healed of all unforgiveness and hatred and is one of the strongest nations in the world. And also in Charleston, when the pastor forgave the man that murdered so many of his parishioners, forgiveness quieted the rebellion and anger, the protesting that was coming forth. They all turned around and went back home. So we are praying for forgiveness according to Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, when the Lord says, "If you forgive people their transgressions against you, then I will forgive your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, I will not forgive you." We have been praying lately for revival, for repentance. But one of the biggest sins that we hold on to is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness for our neighbors, unforgiveness. Wherever you look, there's unforgiveness. So follow me in this prayer and let us forgive. Lord, I ask you to release a spirit of grace and supplication upon this nation. I ask that you grant us grace to look upon you, the person we pierced. And Lord, we thank you that all people in this nation will let all bitterness and wrath and evil speaking be put far behind them, and they are kind, tender-hearted to each other, forgiving each other, Lord, just as you have forgiven us. We praise you, Lord, that the black man will forgive the white man and the white man will forgive the black man for things are not only that take place presently, but things that went on in the past, in the way past, actually, Lord. We praise you that you will put your love in each black man's heart for the white man, and you will put your love in the white man's heart for the black man. And Lord, we lift up to you Congress, the Democrats and the Republicans. Let them forgive each other, Lord. Forgive each other. And let them hunger and thirst for righteousness. And let them be filled. We praise you for that, Lord. Let righteousness rule our Congress, not competitive ideals. We just praise you for that, Lord. And let the woman who's had an abortion forgive the doctor that performed the abortion. And forgive the nurses that assisted. And forgive the people who gather together the body parts and sold them, freeing this woman who suffered an abortion from any depression and self-hatred. Let her forgive herself, Lord, for choosing abortion. We praise you for that. And there will be no more abortion. Abortion will be a thing of the past. And let the husband forgive the wife and the wife forgive the husband for anything that they deal with or battle with in their marriage. Let the parents forgive the children for being rebellious and the children forgive the parents. We praise you for this, Lord. Let the soldier forgive his enemy. Not only the enemy that they're warring against now, but the enemies in the past. And let it free their spirit from just a desolate feeling. Lord, let the veteran forgive the government, and the government turn towards and help the veteran. Lord, let us forgive the people who have worked so hard to bring down this nation, to take God out of the school. Let us forgive that person for taking God out of the nation everywhere we turn. Let all people of this nation hunger for God. And as they come into forgiveness, Lord, God will forgive them and just take them into His heart. Lord, we just praise You. We thank You. We honor You. We glorify You that we will forgive our enemies. We will forgive, Lord. We will choose forgiveness above all else. And Lord, I do lift up Donald Trump. He has been so beat up on. I ask that You give him the courage and the strength to publicly forgive his enemies, just like the woman in Rwanda. He will forgive the worst of his enemies, and in doing so, he will disarm hatred, division, anger, murder. We thank You, Lord. We praise You for the forgiveness spirit that will cover this land. Cover this land. We just praise You, Jesus. We praise You and we honor You. Thank You, Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are praying forgiveness to move in this land, I just thank You again for dedicating a few minutes, a few times a week, to pray this prayer over this nation for forgiveness. We just thank You and we praise You. Thank You. And remember, if you're so led, pass it on to friends, prayer groups, churches. Thank you.